Hey guys, Reverend Jess here. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and also rate and review on all your favorite podcast apps because it helps the show get seen and it helps us build the congregation of the Church Absurd. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the show.
Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on the Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Get drunk at the round table with the designated drinkers. Hear solid and interesting interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant over to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio Fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Cal on From to Bottom. All of these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and various podcast apps, as well as our website, fatlulzradio.us, HTTP, not HTTPS. We hope you enjoy the smorgasbord of shows we have prepared for you. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
This is Tarzan.
And I am Pound Sign.
And we are the P-Bros from Pee on the Pods. You're listening to the Church Absurd on Fat Lulz Radio.
You're welcome.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Do you feel blamed?
Smoke weed.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf Bob Rabbanis? Get ready.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 31st episode of the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam
and Cardinal Chris.
So, what's going on, fuckers? How was your week?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did your uncle come to visit?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about it. He touched me.
No. I was ready to take time off work.
Why?
So I can work on my home.
Your home?
Yes.
Your home.
How much work are you going to do on it?
Hopefully build a bathroom.
Or at least a wall that makes a bathroom.
No, we're building a small addition onto it and putting the bathroom in there. And then I need to work on my truck. And then I need to finish the floor. And then I need to rip a stove and a refrigerator out of an RV and put it in there. And get ready for a big propane tank to be dropped off.
What about you?
And hook up a septic system.
Well, I mean, don't you already have like a big ass hole for it?
Yeah, it's got to. Now that we're actually building the bathroom, I have to hook it through there.
Bummer.
Yeah.
What about you?
Same old shit, different week. I don't do anything because I have no friends.
He's jerked off continuously.
He just comes.
And hit my own fucking
he comes
eyes.
Here. He comes here in hopes that we'll one day he'll be able to consider us friends.
It warms my heart.
Right.
Yeah. This is my only social activity outside of going to work.
Pretty fucking
once a week. I come here and shit into a microphone.
I mean, that's not a bad thing though.
No. Even though my bedroom is completely fucking open, there's no closed doors or walls. It's just. I'm a fucking shut in my room.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, like...
I don't even acknowledge people that walk by.
It's kind of what you have to be in this
social
area.
Social interaction scares me.
It's not even that it scares me, it's just I don't like people.
Yeah.
Like, mainly the people from this area, you know what I mean?
Because people are fucking douchebags.
I don't like the people in any area I live in.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why you live on a mountain.
Yeah.
You're just like, hopefully I can get away from some of these fuckers. But unfortunately, you moved right next to your father-in-law. With his 87 kids.
As he watched you chase the dog around trying to piss on the dog, and you only pissed on yourself.
I think I got a little on the dog.
That's like a Confucius proverb there.
Just pissing in the wind. So, yeah, Godfather.
Yeah. I saw him earlier. I asked him, I was like, how did it feel to voice your opinion to all of 40 people?
Yeah. You know,
he's like, that many?
We're growing.
In all honesty, I loved it, though, because it was like just all of a sudden a drunk guy just showed up. Yeah. And it's just, it's like, because he didn't have a microphone, it was like literally we just had a drunk sleeping in the corner occasionally commenting on things. I loved it. Yeah. It was great. But we have a fourth mic now, so whenever John decides to get his fucking ass back here.
Whenever he, it's like the dog when you smack it on the ass, it won't come near you for a while. Right? He's staying away for a while. He got tired of the abuse.
No, it's just funny to me because he's constantly hitting me up. Oh, let me know when the next recording is. Like, whenever I do, he never fucking shows
he's
up.
He's just trolling you. He's doing it on purpose.
Well, I mean, fucking.
He knows we're. He doesn't even have to listen to this, so no, we just troll him continuously.
One of these days, I'm just going to flat out fire him, like on the pod. Just so he hears it.
Call him while we're recording and right. Then fire him.
He doesn't fucking pick up his phone, ever. He's one of those guys where it's like, just text me, bro.
No, call it's you. I need to hear your voice. He's always on the
fucking phone with Natalie.
Right?
Oh, are they back together?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Every time she shows up to the gas station well, after he closes
good that they can
Wayne.
Find people.
Right? I mean, you know, hey. Even, you know, Sean Penn and I Am Sam was able to find love. So, I mean... And he was able to have sex. So I mean,
get AIDS.
If he can do that, John could be fine. I mean,
is John gonna get AIDS too?
No, I was just saying John was definitely John was
yeah,
as
he's gonna get AIDS.
John's as retarded.
If he flips over more porta potties on himself, he'll probably get AIDS
or at least hepatitis.
Yeah,
he seriously should go get tested.
No, he honestly should.
Like
that was like 30 something people there, and one of the ladies I know is as nasty as fuck.
Yeah, so I mean, God, that poor bastard.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
It still begs the question. How the fuck did he flip it on himself?
Oh, he was rocking himself back and forth just because the porta potty would rock.
No, here's you're misinterpreting it. You're making it seem like he was just like, you would be funny if I put a fucking porta potty on myself.
Like, was he just more trying to take a shit and just
the way that it was set up, it was on a skit. I love how it's been fucking 7 episodes since it's happened and we're still talking about it.
Only 7?
Yeah.
We got married. This happened at the end of July.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so fucking, like, he got in there, and the way the porta potty was, because Sam doesn't live on flat land. So, like, essentially it was, like, on an angle already, and then there was a skid to keep it from moving. Well, think about 30 fucking people of different sizes getting in and out of that porta potty all day. That fucking thing's going to shimmy a little bit, right? So it wasn't secure. John steps in with his fucking 360-pound, 6'6 fucking size, and all of a sudden, like, as soon as he steps in, the door slams behind him, and it starts rocking, and he tries to keep his balance, and he just flat out can't.
See, that's not what he told me. He told me he was standing up in there. Like, because we'd put wood, like, shims underneath the actual skid to hold it up.
You try to level it out.
Yeah, like, that's what we did. Well, we did that, but...
Apparently a poor fucking job at it, too.
Well, it's also it's on loose rock and dirt, but...
Yeah.
Excuses.
Yeah. But, no, we're he told me he was standing
he's waiting
up.
For it to happen.
He was... Because the skid on the bottom, it's angled at each end, so it could rock, and especially at the angle it was at, and he was rocking it on purpose, just for fun, while he was taking a piss, because he was really drunk. And it fell, and
he's an idiot.
Well, he passed out as soon as he hit the fucking ground. I'm sure he hit his head pretty hard, but
so he kind of slept in it for a minute,
about 5 minutes. Yeah.
Oh shit! He does need to go get tested.
Yeah, in all honesty, like
God, he really damn. Does.
Yeah, he's got like G.G. Allen levels of fucking hepatitis for sure. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of hepatitis, it's time to talk about cryptids. It's time for Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we talk about cryptids, conspiracy theories, ghosts, all types of shit that get the mind moving.
Yeah, the blood flowing.
Exactly. The blood flowing straight to the hard cock of justice. I don't know why it's justice, but we're going with
it. What, can you see it through my basketball shorts?
What? That's pretty small justice, just saying.
All right. It's the 2-inch Punisher.
the 2-inch Punisher. You're giving yourself a little too much credit there, bud. Maybe 2 when it's hard.
I didn't say hard or flustered, I said 2-inch Punisher.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Hey, it grows to 2 inches.
All right. Okay.
I'm not a shower. God. I'm not a grower either.
All right.
It's like Fat Bastard. I haven't seen my dick in 2 years.
Okay. All right. Today on Holy Beast and Blasphemous Theories, we're going to be talking about skinwalkers. In many Native American legends, a skinwalker is a person with the supernatural ability to turn into any creature he or she desires. To be able to transform, legends sometimes require that the skinwalker wears a pelt of the animal. In most cases, the pelt is not used in modern times because it's an obvious sign of them being skinwalkers. It is a common theme found throughout cultures all over the world and is referred to as shape-shifting by anthropologists. So essentially it's like the ass wing, you know.
The ass wing, yeah.
Yeah. I think the ass wing is like going to be our mascot at some point.
Yep.
And the best part is we can always draw him differently because he's a shapeshifter. So.
Ass wing just sounds like a Chinese version of dick butt.
Yep. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's weird because we synchronized on that too.
Dick butt.
Yeah. So the main one we're going to be focusing on here is the Navajo skinwalker, which is called the Yi Naluchi, which is that's something to behold.
Yeah.
Origins of the Yi Naluchi says that it was born on June 8th, 1977 in Atlanta, Georgia. After its parents divorced when it was 3 years old, it moved with its mother to Chicago, Illinois. Its father, who was a former Black Panther and was one of the black photojournalists at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, his father was later a Christian counselor. And in 2006, he opened the Good Water Store and Cafe in Lexington Park, Maryland, with a startup capital from his son.
Damn it.
The skinwalker demonstrated an affinity for the arts at an early age. He began writing poetry when he was 5 years old. Its mother recalled that she first took notice of its passion for drawing and music when it was in the third grade. It started rapping in the third grade and began making musical compositions in the seventh grade, eventually selling them to other artists. And at age 13, it wrote a rap song called Green Eggs and Ham and persuaded his mother to pay for time in a recording studio, accompanying him to the studio, despite it being a little basement studio where a microphone hung from the ceiling by a wire clothes hanger. His mother nonetheless supported and encouraged him. He crossed paths with producer DJ No ID, with whom he formed a close friendship. No ID soon became his mentor, and it was from him that he learned how to sample and program beats after he received his first sampler at age 15. She later commented, "It was drummed into my head that college is the ticket to a good life, but some career goals don't require college. For the skinwalker to make an album called College Dropout, it was more about having the guts to embrace who you are rather than following the path society has carved out for you." So yeah, interesting interesting origin there.
Interesting. Very interesting indeed. I didn't know this.
I look at that origin and I think scoopity poop. You know what I mean?
Poop did he scoop.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But anyway.
It was Kanye, for those who did not know. That was Kanye's bio.
Exactly.
Kanye. Like the very first like two lines I didn't understand, then I looked at what actually said, I was like, motherfucker.
It's fucking Kanye.
But yeah, skinwalkers are usually hairy in their human form and often wear animal pelts. Some Navajos...
It was good, though.
Some Navajos describe them as a perfect version of the animal in question. The skin may just be a mask, which are the only garments worn in the initiation ritual. Since skinwalkers are shunned and despised, numerous attempts have been made to hunt and kill a skinwalker. They are not usually successful, however. Sometimes a skinwalker will be tracked down only to lead to the house of the tracker or someone known by him.
So he flips it around.
All right. It's like surprisingly, the killer is you. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like the end to a bad creepypasta.
Who was phoned?
Exactly.
There's an actual video game of that. What? Is, you play as a detective trying to solve different fucking murders. And the entire time you play as detective, instead of trying to figure out the murders, you're covering up your own tracks.
Oh, that's Heavy Rain.
It is?
Yeah, Heavy Rain.
I didn't know. I knew the plot to it. I did not know the name of it.
Yeah, Heavy Rain. Good shit, though.
It looked really good.
Yeah. As in European werewolf lore, human form will keep any injury sustained during animal form. So, like, you know, if you stub your toe as a fucking skinwalker, you turn back to human, you got a stubbed toe. Which sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. It is said that if a Navajo was to know the person behind the skinwalker, they had to pronounce the full name, and about 3 days later, the person would either get sick or die for the wrong that they have committed. It was also believed to kill a skinwalker in animal form was to shoot it in the neck with bullets dipped in white ash. So it's essentially like a fucking, like, offshoot of the fucking, you know, werewolf shit.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's fine.
It's basically the fucking Native American werewolf.
Yeah. The Yin Aldoshi can be spotted and singled out from other people because their eyes glow like an animal's, sometimes even more so in, even in human form. In animal form, they can be spotted by moving stiffly and unnaturally or acting strangely. So, like, they fucking...
Like, they're not used to being a fucking dog.
Right? They just fucking, like, you know, go around like a fucking marionette and shit.
Actually, I want to correct my statement.
What?
The Native American version of a werewolf would actually be the Wendigo.
Be a skinwalker. No, no, it's not. That's someone eating enough human flesh until they turn into just a creepy being. Like, it can...
They can turn back, though.
They can?
Yeah. Hmm. They can turn back and then back into the Wendigo again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Well, fuck me!
That's what I'm saying, is the werewolf can only transform into...
Yeah, right now, god damn it.
The werewolf can only transform into a werewolf in human form, like the Wendigo. Skinwalker can transform into any animal as long as it has its pelt.
Well, if you could be a fucking werewolf, like, would you rather be a werewolf or a skinwalker?
Well, I'm already a goddamn bear, so...
I was waiting for it, yes!
He needs to join the club and this lawsuit.
Right.
They've been looking for a bear to get that goat.
Yeah, exactly. No, in all honesty, though, I don't know. It's something interesting to think about. Like, if this shit's out there, who do you think of all the people we know could be a fucking skinwalker? I think David the Asian.
Who?
David the Asian.
Who's that?
Susie's ex.
Is that that scrawny little guy?
Yeah.
Drove a PT Cruiser? Saw him once.
Or his little fuckboy haircut.
Yeah, the big fucking hat and hair.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make myself look bigger.
I know, he was a tiny little fucker.
Yeah. There's no hiding that Asian.
He did not look Asian either.
He is Asian. No, well,
he looked like he would have been in a Black Veil Brides video.
He's half Asian and half Irish. How the fuck does that work out?
All right, moving on to our second topic in the cryptid segment.
So it made a stupid Asian.
Hey, easy there, fucker. I'm Irish.
Thanks so much.
I'll kick your ass and then I'll fucking sing about it afterwards.
You can sing about it after I kick your ass.
Oh, that night you said my wife was fat. I knocked you down, and shit in your hat. Away the time you're going away. Come on, away for
Well, if you remember the Robin Williams joke.
That's exactly the Robin Williams joke.
He says Irish people get so drunk that they'll kick their own ass. Yeah. Do I want a piece of myself? I'll meet me outside.
Step outside, I'll kick my ass.
But before we move on to the next cryptid, funny thing about Skinwalker is it actually relates to the Native American, I guess, spirit or god, however you want to put it, coyote.
Yeah.
The trickster god in Native American religion.
Maybe that's Kanye.
Scoopity whoop. Whoopity scoop.
That's his summoning chant. For all the other geniuses to come out.
Yeah. I'm looking at this list here, and there's something called a fucking bat squatch.
Do not tell Lonnie.
Right.
Do it.
Bat squatch is a flying cryptid that was allegedly sighted near Mount St. Helens in the 1980s. It resembles a flying primate similar to the a-hole.
Similar to the a-hole.
And the orange body.
Is it closely related to the updog?
Yes. And its name is portmanteau derived from the words bat and Sasquatch. No shit.
Really?
Witness allegedly took several pictures of the creature. However, these pictures have not yet been analyzed and thus cannot prove the creature's existence. Said to have yellow eyes, a wolf-like muzzle, blue-tinted fur, sharp teeth, bird-like feet,
really long nipples,
and leathery bat wings that span up to 50 feet. In addition, it's said to be 9 feet tall and has the ability to affect car engines.
It's literally Mothman mixed with Sasquatch.
It has the ability to make you insanely insecure at a moment's notice.
Get Lonnie on the phone right now.
They say it can't chew gum and walk down the stairs at the same time.
So basically what you're saying is that this fucking bat squatch is it's a monster that's big effect is puberty. All right, so here's the sightings. On April 1994, Brian Canfield was driving in Washington's Pierce's County when his truck suddenly died. Canfield said the large creature landed in front of him. He said it was human-like, 9 foot tall, with bat-like wings, and also sported a coat of blue fur. It was just a pimp.
Just a big motherfucking pimp.
Ever since then has not been seen. Skeptics dismiss it as a hoax. No shit. So he's just like driving along.
And then it kills his car engine, jumps out in front of him, and it's like, ah, bitch, and runs off. Like, what's the point?
And he's immediately, his big summation is that he looks at it and he's just like, oh, he definitely killed my car. It's got to be that fucking thing.
Yeah, that fucking guy.
It's not the fact that I drive a Ford with 300,000 fucking miles on it.
Hey, fuck you.
And a leak in the oil.
Well, it's supposedly a flying primate. You know for a fact it's going to fly around and just throw shit at people's cars the entire fucking time.
How is this channeling my inner Uncle Ruckus?
A possible second sighting was reported in 2009 near Mount Shasta in California. Several hikers witnessed a huge creature with leathery wings fly out of a crevice in the mountain. At first, an eyewitness described the creature as having a head similar to a pterodactyl. However, upon reconsideration, the witness claimed it was more akin to a bat or a fox.
Huh.
And it flew around saying, scoop-a-dee-whoop.
Yep.
Scooped it.
On July 2011.
That's June, you asshole.
I'm just saying, June. Read the fucking
English, asshole.
Read it. Read it right now.
Read I read on June 2011. I see, but you said July.
Whatever.
Twice.
Phoenix
Morty.
Phoenix Tiraz. Pseudonym.
That's the name he chose for his pseudonym?
What a fucking asshole. Can you call me Phoenix Tiraz? What about Night Pain? Can you call me Blade? Blade McLasercock.
My name is Fire Dash. What I'm a Firefox from...
God damn it, I've seen that one.
Anyway, so this dude's in his yard walking.
I'm a trigendered fire dog.
Okay, so he's in his yard walking his dog. He went to pick up the dog when he saw something in the sky. He said the following. I saw something flying the sky. This fucking grammar.
Can we focus for 2 minutes? I'm sorry. No. It's a creepypasta.
No,
it's a troll pasta.
This shit needed to be fucking proofread is what it comes down to. I saw something flying in the sky. It had bat wings, blue fur, and had a face similar to eyes glowing red. It was about 9 feet tall at the least. After I watched it, it just flew away. With my dog. Just fucking picks up the dog. Fucking takes off with it. And on April 14th, 2004, at Archbishop Hovind High School, on a second period Spanish class, spotted a giant black mass zip by the window of the classroom at incredible speed. Class claims it was 9 feet tall with a 20 to 30 foot wingspan. Well, you know, as you get older, you start to lose some length in your wings.
I was about to make the joke, motherfucker.
Maybe it was cold out.
This work gets bigger.
Kudos.
Right. I'll tell you what, man. The pictures of this thing are looking kind of fucking ridiculous.
Right?
It almost reminds me of the main character from the old cartoon Gargoyles.
Yeah, I could see that totally.
I forget his fucking name, but...
That gargoyle motherfucker.
That big fucking gargoyle.
The one thing Jess doesn't know.
I mean, I never got into gargoyles. Nothing personal. I just never got into it.
I remember like seeing bits and pieces on TV, but
yeah. I mean, either way, doesn't matter. Life is meaningless.
Yeah, those kids always got picked on. You know,
exactly. Life is meaningless. Life is meaningless. And we're all gonna die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, we are going to be right back on the Church of Serve.
Fucking end it.
We just leave it like that.
We won't be back.
Well, think about it like this. You have 2 minutes to live right now. You have 2 minutes.
I have 2 minutes to live?
You have 2 minutes to live. You just took a breath. You just reset that clock.
That sounds like fucking troll pasta.
Who was phone?
But no, that's legitimately like... You just resets the clock every time you take a breath.
Don't breathe for 2 minutes. Go.
I have asthma. It'd probably be more like 1 minute.
Yeah. I stopped breathing up to like 60-something seconds of my sleep because of sleep apnea.
It's like when I'm gaming, I'll sit there and be so focused trying to beat a boss or get to a new level or something. But also, I'm like, oh, breathe.
Alrighty, so we are going to be right back on the Church Absurd. Falsco has an ad. And, yeah, other than that...
suck a dick.
Exactly. So we'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Hey, pound sign.
Yeah, Tarzan.
What's the deal with all these podcasts these days?
You know, what is going on?
There's a bunch of crap out there. I'm tired of it.
And these guys can't edit their way out of a wet paper bag.
I mean, we're talking the artwork.
It looks like a four-year-old drew it while having a stroke.
We're talking the content, the humor. It's time to take action.
In a world of chaos and a time of darkness.
What's that movie trailer guy?
There is a secret that men have sought since the beginning of time.
From the P-Bros, the creators of the Next Move podcast and the P-Bros Edge. Taking on the challenge of fixing the podcasting world one pod at a time. Join the P-Bros on Pee on the Pods.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris. And you may be thinking, what's next on the agenda?
Well, fucking nothing.
Yeah, exactly. We just want to announce that we quit.
This is Fuck this shit. We're done.
We did 31 episodes. And
31 and done.
All right. That's our old motto.
Later, fuckers.
Go in peace. Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Up, man.
That's right, folks. It's time for Wow, That's Fucked Up. This is where we look at fucked up shit
and make fun of it
like adults.
Like adults, indeed.
I mean, not really.
No. We're children with drinking permits.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. I mean, even when we have a drunken middle-aged man come into the studio. shout out to the Godfather. He was fucking incredible.
You're a magical beast.
All fair and love and war, by girl.
Gotta be at fucking safe once.
6 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Here's a nut.
That was still one of the most fucking random things I've seen in a while.
Yeah, seeing his face through your bathroom window, waving at me, that was something to behold.
It's a good thing I wasn't in there taking a shit when he did that.
Right?
You're like, is that motherfucker waving at me? Oh, shit. All right, folks. You may be thinking, what are we looking at on Wow, That's Fucked Up today? We are doing a dramatic reading. There's a gentleman named Pee Wee Gaskins. What an unfortunate name. He was also known as, like, the meanest man in his town, right? He did a lot of shit, including rape, torture, small crimes, petty crimes, identity theft, everything like that.
And now you better fucking read in Pee Wee Herman's voice.
he put out his own autobiography, and he called it The Final Truth. Right? So we're not going to do this in impressions just because it's too fucking long. But we're going to read an excerpt of him describing a murder that he did.
I love the rules off to the side of this. Posts must be about serial killers. then underneath that, rule number two, be civil in all fucking caps.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at this.
Fuck you, Reddit.
Yeah, it's from our serial killers. But we're going to take a look at these horrifying experts. Yes.
Excerpt.
I know. I did that on purpose.
I just wanted to make sure.
So, the number one, this book came with a Polaroid of Pee-wee and his wife.
Okay. Yeah, that mustache says bad things.
He looks like Saddam. Do any of you want to read this? Or do you want me to read it?
Of course, he's from fucking Florida.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
You don't want to read it?
Have at it.
Okay.
When I read, I sound like Hank Hill. Fuck that.
All right. In those days, the stretch of highway south from Myrtle Beach. No. All right. In those days, the stretch of highway south from Myrtle Beach to Georgetown was two-lane blacktop, narrow with no shoulders and drainage ditches on both sides. It was a couple of miles before I got to a dirt road where I could pull off. When I stopped, I turned sideways on the seat and stared at her, and that was the moment my miracle came shining down. Now, don't get me wrong. I know I didn't see no real beam of light like Paul said he saw, but I did find my answer, surely as he found his. And the answer was simple. What I had to do was kill her. I remember smiling to myself and wondering why I had never thought of that before. If she was dead, she could never tell the law or nobody nothing. So once I had made up my mind and decided that she was going to die anyway, I could do anything I wanted with her. Anything. I kept smiling and draped my arm over the seat and waited. She smiled back at me and turned to reach for her duffel bag. I slammed my fist into the side of her head and knocked her against the dash. Hit her twice more and she fell to the floorboards. She didn't move. I took off her belt and used it to tie her hands behind her back, and I took off my belt and I looped it around her neck. Then I looked at her again and remembered something one of the three wise men from Elizabeth Street once said. Killers don't get caught if bodies don't get found. I drove down the dirt road a quarter mile to where it dead-ended, and at what must have been a logger's turnaround, where they dragged felled trees and sawed them to load on the flatbeds. There was a sawdust mound and a rusted pulley and hoist chain. She was getting over being stunned, and I could see that she was trying to figure out what was happening and what she ought to do. I opened the car door, grabbed the end of the neck belt, and pulled her out the driver's side, and she landed on the ground on her back. Every time she yelled, I jerked the belt, and she choked and sputtered. But she kept on yelling and trying to get up, until finally I reached under the car seat and pulled out my zipper case and took out the Arkansas toothpick. I put the tip of the blade barely inside the nostril of her nose and told her to shut the fuck up. She got real quiet real quick. What are your thoughts so far?
First dates are always so special.
Right. Then I ripped off her shirt. She wasn't wearing no bra. She had little tits, which I guess went with her being tall and skinny. Then I took off her sandals and jeans, and then her panties, and spread her legs wide apart. She was a real blonde, but she didn't have much hair. Maybe she shaved around it. I didn't ask. All I could think about was that I could do anything I wanted to her. I opened the car trunk and threw her clothes inside. Then I undressed and made her suck me. A minute or two was all I wanted. I could get a blowjob any time. This was going to be something special. Pushed her onto her back, and I straddled her stomach and said as politely as you please, "You mind if I suck your titty?" She kind of looked at me. She looked at me kind of funny and said, "Okay." So I pinched her nipple tight between my left thumb and finger, pulled it away from her chest as far as I could, and sliced off about an inch of her tit with the nipple. She screamed. I pulled the belt and choked her quiet. Then I held the nipple between my front teeth and smiled. Blood from it dripped on my face. She was sobbing like a baby. I said, "Don't cry, I'll share it." I put the nipple between her lips and told her to suck it. When she did, I shoved the whole slice in her mouth and made her chew it up and swallow it. She gagged and tried to get up, but then she vomited all over herself and me, which truly pissed me off because there just weren't no call for that. I stood up and stomped her pussy bone.
Pause. Fucking pause. There just weren't no call for that.
Human jerky.
God.
Actual fuck. This actually kind of reminds me of the story you read on the last episode where the guys smashed the girls.
The toolbox this is the story of a girl. Cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Well, she looks so bad in photographs.
I absolutely love her nipples.
She wasn't smiling. No. All right. I stood up and stomped her pussy bone as hard as I could and wished I hadn't already took my heeled boots off. Then I knelt down, turned her on her stomach, and started fucking her ass. She kept on crying, "It hurts, please stop." So I tightened the belt around her neck to make it hurt even more. And after I cummed, I made her lick me clean. By then it was late afternoon, and I knew I had best move fast. I decided to wait and kill her where I buried her, like they had told me was the best way. I sure didn't want to spend hours cleaning my car. Blood is damn hard to shampoo out of upholstery. I tied her shirt around her chest to soak up the blood from her sliced off titty. She had trouble standing up. She kept moaning and crying, and I put the knife on the car seat, picked her up gentle, and laid her inside the car trunk. I told her that if she kept quiet and didn't give me no trouble, I'd let her live. And she said, "Thank you." I once read in a book about the Nazi death camps that the best way to get somebody to cooperate when you plan on killing them is promise them that if they do what you tell them to do, they won't die. And you can take my word for it. It works. I closed her up in the trunk, I got dressed, walked to the shack, picked up the rusted pulley and chain, and put them in the car. South of Georgetown, I stopped at a country store gas station and spoke just loud enough for her to hear me. Told her I was buying gas and for her to please stay quiet. There wasn't a sound from the trunk while I put in $3 worth of high test. Went into the store to buy a 50-foot length of clothesline. Then I drove a little farther down the coast where the marshes come close to the highway and they're thick with sawgrasses and swamp plants. Marsh bottom is like quicksand. Anything weighted sinks deep and there are crawlers, not big, but lots of them, that will come to blood and eat most of everything and turn it into crawler shit. When I spotted a turnoff, I drove onto it real slow for about 200 yards to a dump point with marsh on three sides. Pulled her out of the trunk, rolled her on her stomach, took my belt off, her wrists, and tied them with a piece of clothesline. Then I stuffed her panties into her mouth and cut off part of her shirt and gagged her with it. She was having trouble breathing, but that didn't matter much anymore. She knew I wasn't tying her up to rape her again. Watched her watching me. She whined. Her eyes were pleading with me not to kill her. I said, "Beg, bitch." And I left her laying on the ground while I walked back along the trail until I found a tree limb about 6 feet long and dragged it to the edge of the water. She was laying on her side, and I tied her knees together and looped the rope around her neck and drew her knees up to her chin. Made two more turns around her neck, tightened the rope, and knotted it. She was doubled over, trussed for butchering, her head and legs on one end, her cunting ass on the other. Her eyes bulged. I slid the point of the knife a full inch into her ass. Her eyes got even wider, like she knew what was coming. Then, real slow, I pushed all 11 inches of toothpick blade inside of her, all the way up to the hilt, and I sliced upward as I pulled it out. Where she had two little holes, now she had one big one. She twisted and jerked, trying to scream, and I wanted real bad to take off her gag so I could hear her, but I would have been crazy to do that. Always weigh down bodies heavy. I remembered what they said and roped the logging chain and pulley around her. Then I dragged her to the water, draped her across the pine limb, and floated it out as far as I could, and dumped her off. I watched until she had sank so deep that there weren't no traces of her, and she didn't make bubbles for very long.
Sounds like something I've got so much would do.
God, I've got so much blood going to my penis right now, I can't really think. God, that was hot. I mean, that was just terrible, terrible stuff.
The fucked up part is it's all true.
This guy, I mean, terrible grammar, but still. Fucking hell, I want to read this book.
That's what I was going to say. The sad thing is I actually want to read this.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's immensely fucked up. Like, he's just a fucking monster. And, like, yeah. If you want to check out the book, it's called The Final Truth. It's the autobiography.
I'm guessing he wrote it in prison.
Yeah, prison. But yeah, something special for sure. But one thing that we can agree on is that, wow, it's fucked up.
Kind of hot.
Yep. I came. 10 out of 10. Would
10
fuck.
Out of 10, one fuck, yeah.
All right. Well,
10 out of 10, would recommend.
Moving on from that, because that was a pretty long segment, it's time to cringe.
You want
to
cringe with me, boys?
That's right, folks. It is the Cringe Corner. This is where we look at cringy shit and try not to cringe.
We always do.
Exactly. Like Pee Wee Gaspins on a pussy bone.
God damn it.
Just cringing. Oh, man. All right. So, first off, we need to hassle the Hoff.
Let's hassle the Hoff.
Okay. So,
oh, God damn it.
He sings quite a bit. And I guess he did a music video in Africa.
Ooga Chaka.
Yeah, this is his cover of Hooked on a Feeling. But it's something to behold.
Girl,
for sure.
We need some action. If we're going to make it like a true survivor.
That or just like playing with the boys from fucking Top Gun. Oh, shit. Yeah, most unintentionally gay scene ever where they're playing volleyball of that song.
Gayest thing ever.
All right, so we're going to pick this up.
Deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize
I don't know what this is. Everybody. Ah, hooked on a feeling.
Are those wiener dogs?
Yes.
And angels.
Yeah.
In Africa.
Yeah.
But the angels are white.
What the fuck?
Wow.
He's literally jumping with a spear. What the fuck?
You think he was drunk when he did this?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Fucking
had
heavy.
To be. It was right after this he was crawling around on the floor for a cheeseburger.
Yeah. That was after he saw the final cut of this video.
Top-notch effects,
right?
Yeah. Stupid fucking kids.
Geese. This is something special.
Everybody. Why a wiener dog, though? Why a wiener dog?
The longer you play this, the more brain cells I lose. I don't have any left.
He's surfing on a motorcycle. And you can see that the motorcycle's wheel's not even moving.
Okay. Okay, Hoff. Kids, stay in school. All right, that's enough
of
that. Yeah,
thank you. I was about to tap out.
Oh, man. So, you know.
Love Princess. Move me now.
Fuck you, David.
The sad part is the original blue suede version of that song is really great, but this Euro trash version is, like, terrible. It's like they fucking put a techno beat behind it and it just ruins the whole song.
And David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Fucking Hasselhoff. All right, folks. We got an election coming up.
I'm not voting.
So please rise for the.
I'm not even registered.
Me either.
Please rise for the singing of our national anthem.
God damn it!
Dirty Harry said in one of his movies that a man's got to know his limitations. Carl Lewis apparently didn't see the movie. If his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the Nets Bulls game last night is any indication, as a public service, we present now only excerpts. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
All right, are we all ready?
Yes, we are.
Oh, say can you see, and the rockets red flag.
Did he hit puberty through this?
I think so.
I'll make up for it now. For the land of the free.
Will you? Like, did you give them financial compensation?
He didn't even try with the land of the free part.
No.
He loses it.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Alright, so. Okay, so. We better. I mean, that wasn't really a respectful anthem, and there's an election coming up, and we are proud Americans, so...
Are we proud Americans?
Yeah, let's try this other one here.
Amen! All right! Ladies and gentlemen, to sing your national anthem, Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr.!
I prefer Junior,
right?
Thank you. Test. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's.
You really feel the patriotism flowing through all those clogged arteries.
You feel better than Carl Lewis.
Yeah, I know. No, much better than Carl Lewis.
For the rampant we watched through the twilight's last gleaming, and the rocket's red glare.
God damn!
Bursting in air.
What's next? The fucking Fergie one?
God. That our flag was still there.
That is
say the national anthem sucks.
Say, does that star spangled?
Come on, one last note.
Banner.
I think I'm going to have to burn off my ears and bleach my eyes.
Oh, right. The land and of the free.
Play ball. I don't know.
Let's get
I don't,
that sports ball running.
I don't think that one was good enough. Let's try one more.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, it's election. You know.
Son of a bitch.
Here we go. Let's try this one. Hopefully, this one works. I mean, this has to work, right?
I'll say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight?
She's laughing her ass off. They're booing her down.
Did they cut her microphone?
I think so.
Did she issue an apology after this? That fat cunt.
Spit?
Yeah.
Damn.
Scratched her crotch and spit.
God.
In fact, it's funny that you mentioned she issued an apology. She did explain why. We'll pull up her apology here.
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times. Do you know that a...
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white!
Did she just lose her goddamn mind?
Yeah.
The son of a bitch.
She thought the bitch was white. She thought the bitch was white.
She thought the bitch was white.
Thought the bitch was white! Fuck!
Oh, man, that is something.
That just runs the voice of,
and you'll enjoy cigarettes for many, many years. I thought the bitch was white.
All right, folks, we are going to be right back on the Church Absurd. We got another false co-ad, so leave your shanties and drop your panties. We'll be right back. Hello, ladies. Are you sick and tired of the standard phone sex line? Well, good news for you. Falsco is proud to present the hardest, hottest, most body-slamming phone sex line ever imagined. It's 1-800-MACHO-MAN.
Up into the top of the mountain and I'm about to fuck you right on top of it, oh yeah!
For only 69 cents a minute, hear the soothing, sexy sounds of Macho Man Randy Savage talking dirty to you until it brings you to your final conclusion for the 1-2-3 count.
I'm gonna come all over your face, yeah!
Call within the next 10 minutes, and the first 3 minutes are free.
The most death-defying orgasm ever imagined, oh yeah, snap into my cock, oh yeah!
Call now, ladies. What are you waiting for?
The cream always rises into a cream pie right into your fucking beautiful pussy, oh yeah.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris.
And shock collar.
Yeah, so, you know, for the last little bit, you know, we were listening to all these national anthems and everything like that. We got an election coming up. It's only fitting that we perform the national anthem. So Chris is going to perform the national anthem.
I'm vibrating him to get him excited and ready for.
All right, but here's the thing, Chris. Chris is not very. I guess the word would be what, like,
vocally inclined?
No, not even vocally inclined. It's just not really confident with his voice. So in order to inspire him to sing correctly, we are going to...
12 volts of confidence.
Yeah, 12 volts of confidence.
This reminds me of fucking high school when I sung it in front of everybody for choir.
Exactly.
Well, with an erection.
Well, don't worry.
That's the point. The teacher liked it. Well, don't worry.
Erection was irrelevant.
Don't worry. It's only like 10 more people than that was. So, but yeah, so we're going to, you know, give it a chance, and, you know, hopefully he can, you know...
You know, I'm going to say something, just stall for a second. Yeah. We need to name the shock collar.
We need to name the shock collar?
It needs a name.
The shocker.
How about we call it the electric confidence?
The stimulator.
The violator.
No, violator is Mass Effect shit.
I'd go with stimulator.
Okay, we'll call it the stimulator. He's got the stimulator in his ass right now. All right.
Oh,
are you are you ready?
Not really. It looks like he's been dragged through shit.
That's just mud.
Yeah, it's just mud.
I don't care.
And shit. All right. It's Nick
Motherfucker.
Shit.
Motherfucker. Swear to God.
I'm just vibrating it.
Ah! Are we going to have to strap it so you hold it?
No, I wasn't expecting that. This one.
Okay.
It was this little teeny tap.
All right, folks.
Oh, shit.
So, if you're in the audience, please remove all head coverings and rise for the singing of our national anthem.
Condoms
off. And remove your headphones, because this is going to fucking suck.
Condoms off.
Yep. Remove your head coverings. Oh, are you ready, Chris?
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get shocked like a motherfucker.
We've come too far to turn back now.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
Fuck it.
3, 2, 1. Prepare yourself.
I can't. I've got my anal ring.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rock
hold it against your arm.
God damn it!
You're missing your life.
They proved through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
No, it's not starting over.
You all right there?
Yeah, look, you can tell. You see, it shocked me, and I go.
All right. Now.
All right, fuck you, America.
Sam.
Dude, my hands are sweaty as fuck now.
Please take the collar, Sam.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Now, and hand me the remote.
Do it on your nipple.
No.
Now, keep in mind, same rules apply.
Remember what happened last time. Pull your sleeve up.
If you get a...
I was watching, motherfucker.
If you get a word wrong, if you get a note wrong, you'll receive this.
Ah, damn it! Okay. Right. I guess I'm holding it.
No, you made me put it on my arm, motherfucker.
Right. Right. He didn't make you put it on his arm until the second half. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Take your bitch way out.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Prepare yourself.
Oh, say, can you see?
Your rhythm's off. Your rhythm's off.
Oh, shit!
Starting over. Your rhythm was off. I will cue you in, okay?
I need some
arm protection
just in case.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, you fucking asshole, gave proof through the night
wrong key
that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. God damn it.
Look how red you are.
You're as red as your fucking shirt right now.
I know.
All right.
Fuck you, America. This country's falling to pieces.
You know what? We should do the real national anthem. Chris, please take back the collar.
No.
Don't worry.
No.
I'll be easier on you than he was.
I had a fucking Susie moment.
All right. This is the real national anthem for your election.
I didn't know it was a full song.
It is, yeah.
Oh, right. My God.
All right, you ready?
No, but okay.
Picking up at zero. 3, 2, 1.
America. 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 Fuck yeah.
Yourself.
Oh man, against the nipple real quick. just a quick jolt from the nipple.
Come on.
No. You can do it over the shirt.
Well, say I got a bad heart anyways.
I'm just saying. No, just
fuck it.
It's tingly.
I liked it. Who do you trust more?
I definitely trust you more than I do.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no, you are
sure?
He's very right to do so.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, feel it on your nipple. That was actually weird.
Okay.
Like, for real, that was weird. You good?
You can get one of those for like 30 bucks.
Whoa. Right?
Whoa.
That was fucking weird, but awesome.
It's like a superconductor.
It's weird, but fucking awesome.
My nipple's swelling up. All right.
His nipple's just going to be like, ping! Just,
turkey's
just,
done!
No, just one of them. Turkey's done. But I was I was halfway doing what you're doing. Every time I said fuck yeah, you'd fucking shock me.
It adds some real grit to the fuck yeah. What do you do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, it is about that time. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Church Absurd. Thank you very much. You know, be sure to check out the other Fat Lulz radio shows, including The Fickle Fanboy with RPM, Designated Drinkers on Seriously Serious Podcast. Be sure to contribute to our network with the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, all those fucking apps. And yeah, we're on Facebook, Church Absurd, Twitter, Church Absurd, Instagram, Fat Lulz Radio Pods. I am on Twitter at RevJess_FL Radio.
At Hangry Pitbull. Deacon Sam.
Chris is a streamer. If you want to check out Chris's streaming,
check me out at AmaratsuHeld19 on Mixer and Twitch.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so thank you very much for listening, guys.
Now shock your nuts.
No.
Just get it over with.
I've already tried it once, all right? It was not something I'm into. You can't knock it till you try it.
Yeah. Well, all we can say is go out and vote this election day coming up because we need it. Because we got to keep America. Fuck yeah.
And remember, Vape Nation, bro.
Vape Nation, y'all. All
right, I'm leaving.
Anyway. No, in all honesty, though, thank you very much for listening. We love and appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed the Halloween special. We plan to have the Godfather back eventually. And maybe Altar Server Jonathan if he fucking shows up for once. But either way, take care of yourselves and each other.
No.
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 Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. No, but in all seriousness, though, go in peace
and tear the world to pieces!
Fuck yeah!
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/FatLulzRadio.
And now the outtakes.
I've been hearing things out in the woods.
I still think y'all are fucking me. That Lonnie's an actual person.
Oh, no, he is.
I fucking swear he
is. I still fucking think y'all are messing
Especially
with
now
me.
That he doesn't work, he rarely ever leaves his fucking shed.
Yeah, and it's hard to like catch him on Facebook because he constantly shares shit on Facebook, and because of that, his Facebooks are constantly being locked.
They are. Like his Facebooks just get shut down again.
He's had like 7 Facebooks since I've known him, and he.
Like, what has he shared to get locked out?
He shares shit all day. Like literally, he's like your sister. He's just constantly sharing shit. But the problem is, it's like,
and he also makes homophobic remarks,
anti-Muslim remarks, everything like that.
God.
And like the problem is, his Facebook is all public, so like anybody who sees it can fucking report it.
Yeah. So he's the more Sam version of Sam.
I'm telling you, he's convinced that fucking like listen to episode 11, dude. That's a legitimate interview.
Yeah.
With Lonnie.
I pop my neck and I feel it down my fucking toes.
Well, you deserve it.
That's I know.
You just did chiropractor.
I just did chiropractor.
I don't know. Is it chiropractic?
It's chiropractic.
I thought it was chiropractic medicine.
I don't fucking know.
Vaginal intercourse. Anyway, editing space. What are you laughing about?
I didn't want to interrupt anything, but someone just sent me a video saying, "Happy fucking Halloween." Just
fair enough. All right, I think it's time you turn the phone off because you're getting easily okay. Distracted.
Hey, at least I didn't interrupt this time.
That's true, but you were giggling like a fucking bitch, like a bitch.
Kill yourself. But no, I thought it was like. Not exactly functioning at the moment when you came into the store with your wife in her car.
No.
Which is funny as fuck seeing you behind the tunnel car.
No, we were going up to Indiana.
Dude, I could sneeze and flip that fucking car over.
It's great on those fucking back roads. That thing is fast on like it can damn near turn
on
a
dime. Well, it's so fucking tiny. I know. It's about the size of a goddamn zero turn lawnmower.
Fuck yeah, it is.
But no, the other day I was going to change that other wheel hub assembly. It was my one day off. And I get up in the morning, it's and it fucking rained. Yeah.
You ever notice how when Sam hears music, he always matches the story to like the the tempo of the music?
Play some heavy metal, see what he does.
Some heavy metal?
So I was kicking this fucking dog the other day. I saw a woman with a baby. I said, hey, bitch, guess what? I hate your baby.
I figured you
Were that was my Tuesday.
That sounded like anal cunt lyrics.
I know. I figured you were going to tell the story of you chasing the dog with your dick in your hand trying to get something said.
Wait, hold on. Let's put it to the real test.
Oh, God. You want me to tell a story over this?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn. So my fucking father-in-law has this fucking dog, and it keeps coming down and pissing on my truck. But guess what? I put my dick out of my hands, and I chased it, my dick out, pissing, but I was running forward and pissing, and I pissed all over myself. Motherfucker, I hate that dog. I hate that fucking dog's guts.
Can we make a death metal blast session, please? Please, for the love of God!
Death metal blast session?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.